Shivanand Prabhu, in his full emotions and absorption, said that this place is topmost secret and sacred. While Maharaj has spoken so much about this place, I am not fit to speak here. If I do, then I trespass the etiquette. But still, I have been instructed, so I will say something. Important point is, Shivanand Prabhu was stressing on Narottam Das Goswami's bhajan that when my Guru Maharaj will offer myself at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, this feeling in our heart, soaked by this feeling in our heart when we do bhajan, this is the really required thing. When the time will come, when really for the lotus feet of Vaishnava, I will have a kantik bhav, means I will not think anything else but their lotus feet. Srila Rupa Goswami's Pad has done something unparalleled. Mahaprabhu came here. He is said to be Mahavadanyaya. He tasted Krishna himself in form of Mahaprabhu, tasted
Radhika's
mood of Radhika, services of Radhika, and Krishna, his own Madhurya. But this thing could have never been revealed to us had Rupa Goswami been not here. Mahaprabhu has given us a room of Braj love, but Rupa Goswami has opened the door of that room. Without Rupa Goswami, we could have not entered into that room. Shivanand Prabhu was in fact explaining one of the bhajan of our Goswamis. Srila Rupa Goswami is nothing but real incarnation of Rupa of Radharani herself. She is internal associate and internal servitor of Radharani in form of Rupa Manjari. Srila Rupa Goswami has given us the process of teaching of serving Radharani. He is the Vaishnava sent by Radharani to us, who has churned all the scriptures and taking essence of it, offered to all of us bhakti ras. He did four important things at the instruction of Srila Mahaprabhu. Number one, he revealed all scriptures relating to bhakti ras. He revealed vigraha, deities of Vrindavan, different deities of Vrindavan, Braj. And also, he manifested before us these places of Leela Sthalis, places of pastimes of Krishna. And then, last but not least, he himself did bhajan in a manner to give us practical teaching, how should we perform our bhajan. So, he wrote many books, like Ujjwal Nilmani, Vidag Madhav, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hans Dut, in which he has very elaborately put light on extreme state of milan and virah both of Radha Krishna. He narrated the importance of this place also. Srila Rupa Goswami used to do bhajan here. Once his brother, elder brother Sanatan Goswami came here.
His guru also.
To whom Srila Rupa Goswami considered his guru.
Not considered.
No consideration.
No consideration.
Guru.
Guru. Rupa Goswami's guru Sanatan Goswami came here. Maharaj is rectifying me. Once you also told that Sanatan Goswami used to consider him as his guru, Rupa Goswami.
No, he considered.
So, Rupa Goswami's guru and elder brother Sanatan Goswami came here and they both got absorbed in Harikatha. But at the same time, Rupa Goswami thought in his mind that my guru and elder brother has come after such a long time. I want to offer him something sweet and delicious. He was having desire to offer him
kheer.
But what to speak of offering him kheer? He could not get even a time to go outside and bring ordinary madhukari because both were absorbed in Harikatha. At that time, look at mercy of Radha Rani. A young girl came, said, "You both are so much busy in Harikatha. It's now noon has gone and you have not taken anything. My mother has sent milk, rice and sugar for you. You have it and cook kheer from it and offer it to Lord." She kept both all the things there, but they still kept on doing Harikatha. Then she came, "Oh, you are so much busy, I will do this thing for you. You keep on discussing Harikatha." And then she cooked kheer, Rupa Goswami offered it to Lord, and then when Sanatan Goswami tasted it, he said, "This kheer is wonderful, so delicious. It does not pertain to this mortal world. Rupa, did you have any thought in your mind when you were talking to me this Harikatha?" He said, "Yes, I wanted that I should offer a kheer to you. You know, you had this lightness, this desire disturbed Radha Rani that she herself came here and cooked kheer for us. We are all doing bhajan and craving hard to serve Radha Rani, but instead that we could serve Radha Rani, we made Radha Rani to serve us. It's not good. Rupa, please, since onward, never have a slightest desire in your heart. Only one desire, how to serve Radha Rani." So this was the instance took place here, and that's all. God Premanande.